You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what's a submersible? These are very important tools for ocean exploration. Marine biologists use them to study deep sea life. Archaeologists use them to chart shipwreck sites. The U.S. Navy has even used them to recover a lost atomic bomb and space shuttle wreckage. A submersible is a small vessel or craft designed to go underwater with the ability to move on its own with its own power and air for a crew. A submersible is a lot like a submarine, and while the technology in use is similar, and we often use the terms interchangeably, there are important differences. They're smaller than submarines. Submersibles have cables going to the surface, unlike a submarine. They're connected to a surface ship, unlike a submarine. The surface ship has to transport them around an ocean, unlike a submarine. The crew doesn't stay or live on them too long, so they're not really designed to operate completely on their own. The Navy describes them as a vessel that can go to great depths, while a submarine is designed for crossing great distances. And that's why submarines can't be tethered to a surface ship. The most famous submersible is probably Alvin. Built by Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute and funded by the Navy, Alvin studied volcanic hydrothermal vents in 1977, helped recover a lost American hydrogen bomb in the Mediterranean in 1966, and studied the Titanic wreck site in 1986. Another famous submersible, the Trieste, drove to a record depth of 36,000 feet in 1960. This dive went to the deepest known part of the ocean floor, called the Marianas Trench in the Pacific Ocean. Now, these vessels are designed to withstand extreme changes in pressure as they go deeper and deeper. Air pressure at sea level is 14.7 pounds per square inch, also called one atmosphere of pressure. For every 33 feet below the surface, it's an additional atmosphere. So, 33 feet below the surface is two atmospheres at 29.4 pounds per square inch, or PSI. At 66 feet below, it's three atmospheres and 44.1 PSI. 99 feet is four atmospheres and 58.8 PSI. In fact, try this activity next time you're giving a bath to the kids. Get about two or three straws and slide them together end to end so you have one super long straw. Place it into the bath just below the surface and blow some bubbles. Now move your straw as deep as you can into the bath and have them again blow some bubbles. Much harder now. The deeper you went, the greater the water pressure, just like what's experienced by a submersible. Well, we've just learned a little bit about submersibles. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI SciTech Saturday afternoon matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website at wboi.org.